We don't get them girls loose.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Folks, get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you on a very newsworthy day here. And Matt, because we didn't get a chance to get into this, we got into the reaction from Jim Donovan and, of course, also from John Clayton. By the way, apparently it's contagious today. The Steelers just released running back LeGarrette Blount after he walked out on the team last night. So the AFC North is
getting shaken up.
And it's you know what? It's a situation where teams are saying we're not tolerating certain behaviors that we feel are overall counterproductive to what we're trying to do here in the big picture. So that's happened number one here. And, of course, now LeGarrette Blount released by the Steelers is Louis Riddick, who covers the NFL for ESPN, just said, locker room malcontent plus average slash marginal talent equals Apple and a bus ticket out of town. Some things never change in the NFL. Two people have been released today, Ben Tate and LeGarrette Blount. So it's something we see. My question to you is, you're a player on this Cleveland Browns team. What is your reaction to what has happened today?
I think because of what has probably been happening for what's going on weeks, you're really not all that surprised. You just never thought that they would pull the trigger on something like this. But a message has been sent, and the alert is out that you must, the constraints with which that Mike Pettine expects you to operate within, cannot be broken for anybody. And I don't think those personalities beyond maybe even just Ben Tate, they didn't seem like they exist with anybody else. And I don't know this personally. Maybe you know better than I, but it didn't seem as if, Ben Tate had close friends on this roster as well. Guys that, would go to bat for him time and time again. So sure. In some case, what Ben Tate did and his disgust with the organization of the lack of a role and the emergence of those two young running backs, he kind of dug himself his own grave by his comments and his actions, along with his on-the-field lack of productivity.
Is this a distraction headed into a huge game against the Atlanta Falcons?
No, and I think that maybe this might be them being as decisive as it is early in the week with this decision and not doing it, say, even tomorrow morning, which is a heavy load work day. Getting it done, getting it out of the way, getting him out of here allows you to come back focused. You're not going to come. Guys will be talking about it today. Guys will be texting about it today. Maybe I'd say 50% of the roster will. The other 50 just don't care because it doesn't concern them. But then also too is it'll be out of their system and they have no control over it anyway. But to come back to work but also too that precedence has been set about the expectations of how they practice, how they act, how they speak, and that if you're not playing like a Brown or fitting in or as a piece of this puzzle, you'll find your way out of Cleveland.
Clearly, that is the case. We're going to go to the phone lines now, get your reaction. We've got Ray in Farmdale. Ray, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
Doing well, Ray.
I'd like to talk to you about this running back, but I'm going to run something by you guys first and see if you think I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my observation of the game that just happened.
Okay.
We got a very bad call from a referee. There was definitely pass interference. The guy had his arm around our receiver, spun him around. That receiver was trying to reach out and grab that ball, which he would have caught, in my opinion. And that referee's made the most grievous call. We've got a bunch of them that's been called against the Browns, but that, to me, that was over.
Talking about the pass interference on Andrew Hawkins where he kind of got spun around maybe?
Right. If that wasn't pass interference, I ain't never seen it.
Right.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Then our coaches went right. They went to the running back right after that, and that's when the fumble happened. So now I'm saying bad call, ref, fumble. And then Hoyer got rattled. He was errant on two throws, but at least he didn't throw no interceptions. We were still in the game. He hit three of our receivers in the hands, in the numbers and in the hands, and all three dropped the ball. and two of them would have went for touchdowns. Game over. We win. That's as simple as that was in that football game.
Appreciate the call, Ray. Yes, yeah, it was a game where the Browns did not capitalize on their opportunities. They played a little bit sloppier than they had in the past. We have certainly documented that. Let's get to Frank in Rochester now. Frank, welcome to CBD.
Guys, how you doing today?
All right. How are you, Frank?
Not too bad. As far as Ben Tate goes, hey, we don't need any cancers in the locker room. Our locker room's pretty good. We want to stay together. If he's not happy here, see ya. No big deal. You know, my concern. You know,
I think.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that is ultimately, I think it was as much for the fact that they valued the guys on the field in terms of Weston, Crowell. That was a part of the puzzle. And then the perception of what Ben Tate was bringing or not bringing to this team off the field and in the meeting rooms certainly played a factor in this decision.
It definitely was. And again, he was and what I even saw in warmups. Not in the flow, not into his teammates, and this is the on-the-field perspective. But then also, too, when I got back up to the press box on Sunday looking down, is what really bothered me was when Ben Tate was introduced still as a kind of a co-starter behind Isaiah Crowell, he just meanders out on the football field and at his own leisurely pace, so much so that they introduced the guy behind him, and the guy behind him almost like ran up his back,
yes,
you know, into the team to slap fives. And I just said, you know what? I was like, that just to me just rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm not in that locker room. I could only imagine that if I was in that locker room, how I would feel. And if that this guy actively was, he's draining. He was a draining personality. And I said to you right when I walked in, when you kind of hit me with the news that I was aware of, but what the caller said, get the cancer out of here. You know, let's be it healthy, both positively and physically and mentally moving forward at this point in the season coming off that type of loss. So get him out of here. Let's move forward. And again, come back tomorrow morning, fellas, rested and ready to prepare for the Atlanta Falcons.
And that's what the Browns will be. Certainly a very strong statement made by Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine and the Browns today with the release of Ben Tate, who was brought here and by all accounts to be the featured back. Then the team drafted Terrence West. They got Isaiah Crowell. They brought in Glenn Winston now, and they have three young backs that they believe in. Right now, West the leading rusher on the season. Crow leads the team in yards per carry and touchdowns with five. When we come back, Eric Edholm from Yahoo wrote about kind of the futility of the free agent running backs this season and talked about the release of Ben Tate. We will talk with him when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.